you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning and welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and we are all about helping you have better health, create more wealth, and cultivate more fruitful relationships. That's what it is all about. Now, this is Wonderful Wednesday, and we've got some really wonderful things for you. Today is the day where I'm going to tell you how you can win $25,000. And so stay with us because I'm not going to tell you to the end. But the good news is that it is a short show, so we should get there fairly quickly. But you guys know I talk a lot, right? So stay with us. We also have some great free downloads for you, information that will help you to increase your income as well as to just have a better life all the way around. Now, Wonderful Wednesday, I talked about it last week, and I said the changes that we were making, one of the changes is that we were going to kind of call it Wonderful Wednesday, but it's more like Wise Wednesday, because you're going to learn some things that will help you cultivate more fruitful relationships. You're also going to learn how to have a better relationship with yourself, which if you don't have a good relationship with you, you're not going to have a good relationship with anybody else. So it really does start with you. And so we're going to talk to you about you a little bit today. Okay, we're going to talk to you about you a lot today. And the topic of our show today is, are you listening? And so we're going to call this episode A, because in the future our episodes will have numbers, but we're going to call this one episode A because this is kind of like our very first test episode, talking about all of our new all the new things we have to come and sharing new information with you. And so this is the very beginning. And from this point on, you're going to have episodes, numbers, because we're going to use those numbers so that we can reference the show's number so that you know which download and what link to click on and what corresponds with what, because this is all like one big life lesson. Right, to help you have better health, more wealth, and cultivate more fruitful relationships. Well, let's get right to it. All right, are you listening? That's our topic for today. Are you listening? The thing, I wanted to talk a little bit about this because a lot of times we spend more time talking, and I'm definitely guilty of that more so than probably the people who don't talk as much, because talking is what I do for a living, and so I naturally talk a lot. That's just a part of who I am. But here's the thing, there are times when I have to be wise enough to know when to stop talking and wise enough to know when to listen, wise enough to know when to teach and wise enough to know when to learn when someone's teaching me. And I think that applies to all of us. If we're going to go to the next level and if we are going to do life with power by having the better health, because you know, if you never learn anything new, then you're going to be stressed out a lot because there's going to be so much you don't know that can help make your life better. That reminds me, there's a proverb, Proverbs 19:2, and it's kind of one of my favorites, and it says, desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. And so you can want all you want. you can want things, you can wish for things, and you can say, you know what, I want this, I wish I had more money, I want to be able to pay all of my bills. And so you can have that desire as much as you want. But if you don't have that knowledge, then it's not going to happen for you. And so that's why we are taking things up a notch on Designing Your Life Today and bringing you some techniques and tools and ideas that will help you to go to the next level in your life and help you get the things that you desire. We're going to bring you some of that knowledge absolutely free. And as I said on some of our other shows, listen, you're going to have to pay a little bit to kind of get what you want for you. But it's not a lot to invest in yourself. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, why do you expect other people to invest in you? I'm always amazed by people who scream and yell at politicians and they want more money, more money, but they're not willing to invest any of that money to improve themselves or to grow their own income. But on the previous show, I think I mentioned something like $50, but that is what it's going to cost to kind of get started in some of the passive income businesses and ideas that I'm going to be sharing with you. So don't expect everything free in life. It's amazing how people want things free, but they don't want to give up anything themselves. Ah, it doesn't work that way. All right, let's get back to Are You Listening? The first question, you want to ask yourself questions so that you can position yourself to really have the best life, so that you can plan and then you can actually prepare properly and have a good plan, and then you can actually take some action. You can go on and move forward. Now, the thing is, when I say, are you listening or are you talking? If you're doing a lot of talking, because there's a lot of people who think that they know it all. College doesn't mean you know it all. Being a self-proclaimed wise person, that definitely does not mean that you know it all. But here's the thing, we all have a certain level of knowledge, and we all have a certain level of wisdom if we tap into that wisdom. But the object of the game in life is for us to learn from one another. So there's a time to talk and there's a time to listen. So when do you know when to listen? Well, here's the thing. If there's something that you want and you don't have it, and the person that you're talking to, they've been there, done that, they've already traveled that road that you're about to travel, they've completed that journey, or at least that to that level, a level that you haven't completed, that's the time for you to listen and learn. That's the time for you to not talk. That's the time for you to not show how wise you are and how smart you are, because that is not as impressive as you may think it is. And so the key is you want to learn to be a better listener. Here's the other thing. Are you learning or are you making excuses? So when we talk about are you listening, the thing is, even once you listen and you get some great wisdom, or you get the answers to your questions, or what it's going to take for you to go to the next level, then you want to really do some soul searching and say, okay, am I willing to take this information and use it so that I can move forward? Or am I going to sit back and make excuses as to why this might not work for me? Well, here's the thing. If you are embarking on a career and you're talking to someone who's in that exact same career and they've been there, done that, they've already traveled that journey, you have not traveled that journey yet, or even taken your first few steps, or maybe one or two steps, and they've gone all the way down the road, so they know the path to get there. Does it mean that you guys are going to be the exact same people? No. Does it mean that you're going to be a cookie cutter of one another in terms of you copying everything that you learn from them? No. You're going to eventually bring out your authentic personal power. Your individuality is going to come to the forefront. But wise counsel is just, it's just wise, okay? It's just something that you want to do. And you want to learn and not make excuses. I've heard people waste time making excuses, and I have to admit, this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, is that sometimes when people will ask me a question and they want to learn how to have more, do more, be more, or they want to do the same thing that I'm doing for a living, and they ask me for my advice, and I give them advice, and then they start to make excuses as to why they're not where they think they should be, or why they're not where they think I think they should be. personally, I'm not thinking about where they are. I'm not thinking, hey, oh, wow, you really should have been a lot further along in your life. I'm just being helpful. I'm just answering the question. So my point is, be in learning mode when you ask a question. Be in learning mode when you realize that there are things that you want that you don't have. And I want to tell you something. Learning how to get from point A to point B on the road that you want to travel on, it has that person that you're learning from, their age has no bearing on it. If they're younger than you, hey, sit, be quiet, listen, learn, implement, and make it happen without excuse. The other one is like, are you lounging or are you really taking action? I mean, that's another one. So we go from, first you listen, okay, and now you've learned something. And now the thing is, what are you going to do with what you learn? Are you going to take action on it? I know people who spend tons of money on a lot of these self-help books, a lot of self-help kits and programs, and they spend thousands of dollars, and the needle in their life does not move one inch. Why? Because they get excited about purchasing this. They spend all of this money, and then they don't even complete the program. So they lounge around. They don't really take any action, and then they'll say, you know what, that stuff didn't work. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't work by osmosis. You've got to actually do something. You've got to actually take action. And one thing that I've discovered is that I will take action on something. If I'm excited about something, if I learn something new, I'm going to take action. You guys are going to get to kind of experience that with me firsthand, because we have made a lot of changes behind the scenes, and we're slowly but surely rolling them out this month in December and our September. I'm already thinking about Christmas, but we're rolling them out this month for you. And there's some things that I promise you, the free downloads and other information that will help you to do life with power and to help you really refine your goals and get to where it is you want to be. And so we're rolling them out. Yesterday, we gave you the free Power Up Journal sheets, and we're going to bring you new sheets every week that we have something new for you to learn. And we're going to bring you those new sheets, and you can just put them in a binder. So we have that for you. We've got some other great freebies. Today, I'm going to tell you how you can win $25,000. I did the work for you, and all you have to do is implement it if this falls in line with something that you're interested in. And I'm going to bring you more of these. There are a couple of other ways that you can win $25,000, and these are companies that I have connected to in one form or another. And so I'm sharing this information with you. Now, are you going to take action on it? Are you just going to lounge around? And so my point is, once you're done with the listening, and then when you learn something new, wisdom says that you take action. Okay. Now, here's the other one. Are you leaving or are you staying for safety's sake? Now, what does that have to do with anything? All right, we talked about listening. We talked about learning. We talked about lounging around. So it's all about you taking action. And I said, are you leaving or are you staying for safety's sake? And said, wait a minute. If I'm taking action, I'm moving forward. Now you're telling me I need to hang around a little bit or I need to leave. And you're saying, wait, am I leaving? For safety's sake, you're telling me to move forward. You're telling me to take action. Let me make sure I get that right. You're telling me to take action. And now that I'm leaving, you're telling me, hey, wait a minute. Are you leaving or are you staying for safety's sake? And what does that mean? What that means is that are you going to take action and really map out some kind of exit strategy to walk away from perhaps a job that you absolutely hate, or to position yourself in that business that you own so that that business can start to run itself, so to speak, so that you can use the talents that you have to connect your business to passive income so that you can actually relax, because we're not here to just work and have absolutely no fun. So are you leaving means, are you making that decision to move forward? Are you making that decision to go for your dreams? Are you making the decision to leave behind what does not serve you, what is really interfering with your life? Now, do not think that I'm talking about you leaving your spouse. I have nothing to do with that. I have no say so in that. And I wouldn't even begin to go down that road. So that's not what this means. We're talking about your career. We're talking about you doing things that will bring you more income. We're talking about leaving in terms of leaving behind foods that don't serve you, or you're just eating that food just because it's there. Now, when we say for safety's sake, of course, we're talking about a job. Are you staying there because, okay, I need the money and I need to feel this safety, have this safety net, but I'm really not happy with my life. Are you one of those people that wake up and start complaining about, oh, I have to go to work today, but you're staying for safety's sake? Listen, you're not doing life with power. You're not happy. And here's a secret. The people that you're connected to, they really don't want to hear your complaining, and they really don't want to hear how much you hate your job. Nobody really wants to hear other people complain, to be honest. It's just annoying, and it's not the best kind of energy. You want to really be your very best and take things to another level. So instead of just staying for safety's sake, why don't you take the time to map out a plan and be diligent in your efforts to get the life that you want? Which brings me to another proverb. Now, I had to write this one down, but I love Proverbs. It's my favorite book in the Bible. But here's one. It says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who's hasty comes to poverty. And so the thing is, I mean, what are you doing with your life? So the final thing is, are you looking or are you just simply reacting? And that's the same thing as staying for safety's sake. You're staying there, but you really don't want to be there. You're just reacting to life's circumstances instead of taking control of that power that you have within you. Listen, God gave you some really great tools. He gave you something good to work with, and they're all in you. You just have to know what they are. You have to bring them to the forefront. But here's the thing. As I said at the beginning, when I read the Proverbs 19:2, it says desire without knowledge. But so you can want all you want. You can have these great tools, but you've got to have the knowledge and you've got to know how to use them. And of course, it doesn't matter if you win $25,000 or not. If you don't have any knowledge, you're going to squander that money right away. So speaking of that, you say, well, how do I get all of this knowledge? Well, on our website, we have resources there for you. So you can go to our website. You can click on resources. If you want more information about health, you can go to Healthy and Happy. We've got webinars that you can listen to. We've got Pat's personal book club that you can go and check out there. And so we have a lot of things. We even have power music for you, music that you can listen to that's going to kind of stimulate your mind. And we got music from different genres there. So not every single genre, just a few, because there's some music. Okay, I'm just not going to put it on the website. I'll be upfront with you. So the thing is that what are you really doing? So are you listening? So when we say that, or when I ask you, are you listening? What I'm saying is, are you looking at your life? Are you taking the time to design your life? Are you taking the time to plan your life? If not, what are you waiting for? Today's a great day to get started, and you want to do that. Download our Power Up Journal. That's the first free download that we have available for you. It's the Power Up Journal pages. And so we're going to give you a few pages at a time because there's going to be instructions on some of those pages. And I don't want to overwhelm you. And if you take the time to start filling those out, you're going to start to really bring some shape to your life. You've got to pay attention to your own success. And listen, you guys, I'm so excited about what we have to come in the future, what we're bringing forward to you. You do deserve to live your best life, but it's not going to happen just because you want it to happen. You've got to plan for it. If you want to have abundance, you've got to plan for it. And you've got to be diligent in going for what it is you want in your life. And I want to say this, when I talk about abundance, I'm not just talking about money. As you notice, I said, we're here to teach you how to have better health, more income or more wealth, and cultivate fruitful relationships. To me, those three things represent abundance. And it's very difficult for you to have all of that if you don't pay attention to all of who you are and pay attention to your life. When you go to our healthy and happy section, you're going to see power cores there. Read up on what the power cores are, what they can do for you, and what they can bring into your life. And before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Why? Because you're going to be excited about taking the kind of action necessary for you to take. Hey, that's all I have for you. But wait a minute. Let's talk about some free stuff here. Wouldn't be right if I just disappeared and didn't follow through on that, right? Of course. Listen, we've got some free things for you. They're right there on our homepage at designingyourlifetoday.com. One, you can win $25,000. You can go there and click and find out how. You don't have a lot of time for this one. I believe this expires September 15th, and so you want to get in on that game right now. And I've got some more that I'll be bringing to you over the next few weeks on how to win $25,000. And as I said, these are companies that I'm connected to in one way or another. Now, do I get anything if you click and find out how to win $25,000? No, I don't get one thin dime. But I thought it would be great for you guys, somebody out there, to win the $25,000 as a result of listening to Designing Your Life Today. But I will say this, you win $25,000. I'm just saying, hey, Designing Your Life Today, we could certainly use a nice donation. We don't ask for donations, but in this case, I'm making an exception. The other thing, go to our website and click on, I talked about superfoods on yesterday, and so you can also find out how to win some free superfood and also learn some more about superfoods. So it's right there on the homepage. I made it super, super easy for you. Go there, click, and get some really great information. You can win some superfood, and no, you don't have to share that with me. I'm just saying, if you get the $25,000, I'm just thinking it's only fair that you know, break off a little few dollars for a sister. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And so the thing is that you want to get in on this and fill that out and register for the food as well as the $25,000. Now, the free download, as I mentioned earlier, the Power Up Journal pages, go ahead and download those. We're going to bring you more. That's going to be more consistently. So you're going to have pages whenever there's something new that you need to pay attention to, or I want you to write some information down that will help you move forward so that you can reach the point where you're doing life with power. Then those pages are going to become available to you. Another free download that we have for you, if you go to Grow Your Finances, if you click on that, that's up there in the menu section, easy to find. If you click on Grow Your Finances and you look to the right of the page, you're going to see Free Wealth Report. Click on that. That's a great report. It talks about the way to wealth, and it was put together by Brian Tracy, and he's a world-renowned speaker and an excellent business coach. I don't know if you've ever read any of his books, but I've read several of his books. I want to say I've read them all, but I don't know if I've read them all because he's written quite a few. But I've read many of his books, a lot of them. So this free report is great. You're going to love the information in it. It talks about the way to wealth. He gives you very good information to help you to stay on track to get wealth. Now, in that case, we are talking about money. So go to Grow Your Finances, get that. It's absolutely free to you, and get the free journal, and go to our homepage. It's right there on the front page. You can win a superfood and learn some more about superfoods also. Some great information on superfoods. We didn't have enough time today or yesterday to talk about it and all the superfoods, because this would have been a very long show yesterday. But go there and get that information. Take care of your health. I mean, goodness, you're the only you that you have. Okay, I could go on and on, but now I'm done. So now you know how to win the money, but you also know that it's so important for you to be a listener and not a talker at times, to be a learner and not make excuses, to not lounge, but to really take action and to make a decision about why you're staying or why you're leaving. Are you leaving or are you staying? And so to make a decision about that also. And finally, to pay attention to what's going on in your life. Are you looking or are are you simply reacting? When you take the time to design your life, you're going to be doing life from a position of power, and you're not going to react to every little thing that comes down the pipeline, every little thing that you hear on the news, every little thing that someone throws at you, every little mishap or unpleasant circumstances. You know, you're going to learn more about who you are as a person, your spiritual side, mental, emotional, physical, and you are going to do life with power. Hey, you guys have an amazing day on Thriving Thursday. We're going to be back with so much more. Hey, that's the day we start talking about making passive income. Don't want to miss that.